Happy National Cereal Day. Enjoy a big bowl of Fruity Pebbles, Cap'n Crunch, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Smacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Trix, or Lucky Charms today.
Warning, may contain processed corn refined wheat rice and oats added sugar and high fructose corn syrup. Be aware of low nutritional value. May be linked to health risks such as weight gain, heart disease, depression, tooth decay, high blood pressure, brain fog, liver damage, osteoporosis, and even sugar addiction.
Of course, you already knew all that, so wake up and help yourself to another bowl and enjoy your National Cereal Day.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
We apologize, but due to the lapse in federal funding, we are unable to take your call.
That is so stupid.
Let's get this radio show started.
Oh, I will be there in two flaps of a butterfly's wing.
Good morning, friends.
Guess what today is?
What is it already?
It is National Flapjacks Day.
Too early for flapjacks?
I like pancakes.
Pancakes and flapjacks are nothing alike.
Where are my flapjacks?
Here come the flapjacks.
Flapjacks do sound good.
Stop your flapping and eat your flapjacks.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
Hi there. Hey. Okay, so I'm confused. So it's National Cereal Day, according to the first promo. And then, according to the show open, it's National Flapjack Day. Okay, not to be confused with waffles, which I would prefer.
Yeah, me too.
If it was waffles. But wasn't it National Pancake Day, like, last week? How does this even work?
Pretty recently, yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly. What is the difference? And who are these people? How did they come up with this stuff?
Yeah, it's like...
It's something different every single day. I can't quite put my finger on it.
Well, and I was telling you before the show that yesterday was also National Oreo Day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was National Oreo Day.
As well as National Dentist Day.
Well, you got to get all those Oreo chunks out of your teeth. When you eat Oreos...
Do you, though?
I mean, you look like... Yes, you look like you've been eating dirt. Okay? And so you should go to the dentist at least to get a good cleaning.
Every time you eat Oreos?
I would think, yeah. I mean, definitely.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, I would think. It's not a good look. I mean, it really isn't.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Get a dentist and keep him on retainer.
Sure, or keep him on your retainer. The Mike Show, it's the, what is today? Thursday. The Thursday edition of the program. Now, I know we've got Kayla. She's going to be joining us from your Bedford area Chamber of Commerce. And I know we probably have Kent. Who's going to be joining us from your Hillcats. But let's see.
Yep.
Okay, I don't have anything for Theatre Thursday. I do have next week. We've got the folks from Commerce Street Theater. We're in Commerce Street Theater. The folks from Glass are going to be joining us for Beauty and the Beast. But let's
Why
see.
Why don't we have someone in here making us flapjacks?
We could have somebody... making us flapjacks. No, she will not make us flapjacks.
If you're listening and you have the capability to come in and make us flapjacks, message us.
Let's see.
Because we're hungry. And we don't know the difference between flapjacks and pancakes.
We don't. All right, so, yeah, the only notification on our calendar that I have is for the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce joining us on the program today. But looky what I did. Looky what I done did.
Here I told you I didn't want to see that again.
Yeah, you did. Why? Okay, my phone got updated. You know, it did one of those mandatory updates.
Yep.
And then it added all this crap to my phone that I, like, Block Blast and Ball Sort Puzzle and Board Kings. I don't want any of that crap on my phone. None of it. Do you want it?
This BS-free phone brought to you by the Google Pixel.
So you don't get, when your phone updates, you don't get all kinds of crap automatically loaded to your phone?
My phone runs straight Android. I get day one updates and no crap.
Really?
Yep.
How?
The only thing that's on my phone is what I put on there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And what the Google thinks I need.
Oh, what the Google thinks you need. So,
no, but honestly, nothing. I don't get anything
that
I don't want.
But this is what my Samsung thinks I need.
It's actually what your carrier thinks you need.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's called bloatware.
Okay, look at this. I got a new calendar schedule called Team Up, and I can share this, the whole thing. You guys just need to get the app.
Okay.
And I share this entire calendar with all you guys, and you can make an update. Maybe not. Maybe I won't give you admin status. But the people that schedule things for this show, like Lil D, for example, she's scheduling things for Theatre Thursday. So she could go into our Radio 434 events calendar.
Okay.
And she could add all the you know, theater companies that we have. So, and if she helps book one of our pop-up concerts, for example, she could go in and do that.
Gotcha.
I could do that.
Yeah.
You know, and anybody on the team, including Rob.
So I could put on there my back waxing appointment.
No. Okay.
So now offer.
You guys need to know that.
No. Offer rescinded. For Rob to be an admin again.
Because that takes several hours, no. So you want to know.
Okay, so notice...
If I can't make it to
something. Okay, do not abuse the team-up calendar like some people abused the message system that got inundated and bogged down with things like...
And that actually was not me.
No. But the first time, it was directed towards you.
Yeah, it was
with
at
that
me.
Brick.
Yes.
That brick.
I was the victim.
And all freaking night long. And there were two people that were and we will not name
we
names.
Won't name them.
We will not throw them under the bus. Mm-mm. But there were two people that were invited to attend a gala in our stead because we had other things to do,
right,
as all the people on this message chain have to do. And all night long, they kept messing with you about purchasing a brick in your name.
I was so pissed off
yes.
by the end of that.
Yes.
I was like, what is even going on?
And I think I professionally handled that situation by saying, guys, everyone is getting this message, and everyone has things to do. Can you please stop it with this taunting?
Yeah.
If you want to, go on his own personal messenger and taunt the hell out of him. I don't care. But stop on this group chain.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I think I actually left the message.
Yes, you did. I had to re-invite you. I had to re-invite you to join it. But then they got on me about not going to something. Okay, when are you going to go, Mike? When are you going to go, Mike? When are you going to go, Mike?
And
so I almost quit the group I started to keep you guys updated on events and things that we have going on. So I think that this calendar is so much easier.
Yeah.
And we can use this. I'm going to share this to literally and in all honesty, to a select group of folks. This is not going to go out to volunteers, okay? This
sure,
is not going to go out to every staffer. This is just going to... This is going to be for me to keep track. It's going to be for Lil D to keep track. And if you're contributing to things, it's going to go to Hannah to keep track of things.
Yep.
So, you know, because she you know, needs that for whatever reason. So I got this new thing, and hopefully that'll help us manage our events and stuff. And you can on this, I can do a different color coded calendar for the on premise events that we go do.
Right.
Like for instance, today we are going to be at here. There we go. The mic'd up pop up concert series at Three Roads.
Yep.
And the band Smoke is going to be there. Okay? So that's between 5 and 7. So then I exit out of that, and I exit back here.
It will
here.
Be nice to have all of our stuff on one.
Yeah. This is it.
Instead of looking in a message, what did they say was going to happen? Where is this going to be?
Correct. Yeah. So this will have Every event, you can just go to the calendar and you can see every event that's coming up. It's all color coded. And then this is for our, the purple is for our live and on location events, things that we have to go out to. Okay. There will be a different color for events, for things that are in studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if we have, you know, guests for Theatre Thursday, or we have Kayla, who we're late getting to right now, you know, for the Bedford Area Chamber, we have Theatre, when I said Theatre Thursday.
Mm-hmm. But like Darius from the Market.
Yeah, Darius from the Market, or Way Wednesday, for example, when we had the folks in, when we had the folks in from Smoke on Tuesday to play a little preview concert. That kind of stuff will be a different color coding, and that'll be on the same calendar. So awesome. Here, can I get this? Yeah. Hallelujah. Trying to get organized.
Hallelujah. Doing it for your benefit. Mm. You, the listeners.
I'm just saying. In 2024, trying to get organized. You know, last year we did over 100 events.
Yeah.
And this year, we're gonna do almost. We're going to do like 50-some events, just maybe like 45 events, just doing the Thursday thing Three Roads. And then we're going to do two additional events at the either Three Roads in Farmville or Ballad Brewing in Danville.
Yeah.
So that's 24 more events added on to all the others that we do and all the others that we will do, including like Garlic Fest, Virginia Wine and Garlic Fest, and stuff like that. So, and we're going to be a lot busier at your Lynchburg Hillcats as well.
We'll be twisting balloons at birthday parties as well.
You can twist whatever you want. I probably will not be twisting balloons. All right.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. Coming up on the program, of course, we've got the guests that I mentioned at the beginning. We also have, of course, your five random facts, your stupid criminals in Dunn News. And it's springtime. Spring cleaning by the numbers. We're going to the cleanliest and dirtiest states. We're going to talk about that. Plus, our top list coming up, top places around the house you really need to spring clean.
Okay.
Top
for that.
Top places around the house you really need to clean. This spring.
You might be surprised.
You'll be very, very surprised. And you'll be surprised what you have to do with it. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello!
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Hi, I'm your house. It's been a long winter and I'm dirty. Oh, am I dirty. And now you've got to get me all clean again. Get on those hands and knees and clean the dust out of my most intimate places. Open up my windows, because it's getting hot in here. Get out the hose and wash me down, because this summer you're going to use me, and I need to be ready. You've neglected me, baby, but now I'm going to get the attention I deserve.
Uh-huh.
I'm your house,
yeah,
and it's time we got busy.
Yeah. Okay, so now something for the ladies.
March 1997. I was doing a little spring cleaning around the house, getting ready to throw out an old pair of slippers. Mm-hmm. Brown slippers with dinosaur heads. Don't need no dinosaur head slippers no more. Don't need no slippers at all. I like feeling the ground on my feet. Puts me in touch with the earth. You know what the earth says to me? It says, hey you, Matthew McConaughey, you need to put some shoes on. You're gonna catch gangrene. I'm like, earth, you all right? And earth said, no.
Mm-mm.
Say it. So I laugh. Okay. Earth, what I meant was, you all right, all right, all right. Then me and the earth made sweet, sweet love.
Oh my.
Boom. Happy spring.
Happy spring, everybody. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, if you're going to be doing spring cleaning.
Wow.
I know.
I mean.
First day of spring, by the way, is March 19th.
That's.
And it looks like people in Wyoming and Vermont are the dirtiest.
Oh.
Yeah. They got to do.
Say.
They got to do the deepest spring cleans. A spring cleaning study looked at how much time people in all 50 states spend cleaning their home on an average day. Okay? So, which states stay on top of it throughout the year, and which ones just let the grime build up?
Yeah.
the national average is 34 minutes of cleaning and other housework each day. And I'm trying to do the math here. Now, like, for instance, okay, so I'll clean the kitchen after dinner. Well, the kitchen is usually cleaned before I start cooking dinner, but I'll clean the kitchen after dinner.
Yeah.
And then Tab and I will... I said Tab. Tab and I will share the responsibilities on, you know, like emptying the dishwasher, loading the dishwasher, that kind of stuff. And then, like, Sunday was kind of our deep clean day.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. It was including, like, mopping the floors and you know, like, you know, Murphy's oil soaping the woodwork. And stuff.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more.
Oh, yeah. But we don't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Uh-uh, no.
We don't have time for that now. So we hired a maid, and
the Tab said,
"You're not,
what? Lord. It's a fire."
Huh?
That's the line that comes before. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh yeah. And I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. No. So take two. So we ended up hiring a maid.
Yep.
I'm rich. You're not.
Shut up. And so now the cleaning crew comes every other week.
Okay.
And they've got like three or four people, and they just bang out all our deep cleaning.
Gross.
In like, I don't know, they spent about an hour doing it. And
it's not bad.
Yeah. But the place is pristine.
Are they the kind that, like, does dishes and laundry and all that too?
No. Okay. No, we asked them specifically not to do laundry, not to mess with our laundry, because they were folding our laundry. If I had a basket of laundry sitting out, they would end up folding it, and I don't want people rooting around in my underwear. You know,
I mean,
I don't. I honestly do not want you know, just random people touching my clothing and folding my underwear and stuff. And that's not what we hired them to do anyway.
Oh, you meant while your underwear is not on you. I understand. Okay, I took that the wrong way.
Thanks, Rob. So anyway, yeah. We asked them not to mess with the laundry.
Sure.
And they don't have to do dishes or anything like that. We take care of that. But it's like deep cleaning. It's cleaning the bathrooms. cleaning the toilets, cleaning the tub, cleaning the shower, all that deep cleaning stuff, sinks, they vacuum, mop floors, they even do it's not mopping. Well, it is mopping. They mop the hardwood floors, but they do it with a wood solution, a hardwood floor solution. Well, anyway, and they do windows and that kind of stuff. So that's the kind. So every other week they come and do that. So we don't have to spend the time on every Sunday doing the deep clean stuff.
And that probably cuts down on the actual deep cleaning that you do in spring.
Yeah, we don't have to do any of that.
It's happening regularly.
Pretty much happening regularly. Regularly. I can't say that word.
You're one of the most regular guys I know.
I'm extremely regular. So anyway, the national average I had mentioned is 34 minutes of cleaning and other housework each day. I'd say it's probably still close to that, with straightening up, folding and putting away laundry.
And with kids and pets in the house. I mean,
you got to straighten up.
That checks out.
And the kitchen time. Kitchen time's probably the biggest. I don't know if it's 34 minutes, but anyway, people in Alaska ranked first at 50 minutes. Well, they don't have anything else to do. Well, you live there. You're up there.
A lot of crap comes in the house from being outside in Alaska all year long.
Okay, so there's a lot of cleaning of, like, mud and slush.
Yeah, and a lot of people have, like...
And moose.
They heat their homes with wood, you know.
Moose droppings.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a moose in the house, that happens.
All right. So Alaska ranked first at 50 minutes of cleaning each day. Okay?
Yeah.
Rhode Island is next at 47. So, okay. Both northern states probably heat your home with wood.
On the coast?
Yeah. Let's see. Idaho is 42.
You sure are.
Delaware, 41. Wyoming and Vermont ranked last. I said ranked last. At just 25 minutes of housework each day.
Slobs.
They also looked at what all that cleaning would cost you if you were being paid for it. On average, it's $7,188 a year. Not all of it would be paid out equally, though, because they also found women are cleaning a lot more than men. The average guy, the average dude, and not this guy. I am way above average. The average dude only does 19 minutes of housework a day, compared to 49 minutes on average for women. That translates to just over $3,900 of housework done by men, compared to $10,341 for women. The good news is, things are evening out, if slowly. 20 years ago, the average was 58 minutes a day for women, and just 14 minutes for men.
Yeah. So that brings that girl a raise.
That brings us to our top list. With spring cleaning, it's arrived. But don't just give your domicile a superficial dusting. Actually make a difference by following today's list. And it's anything on today's list.
Yeah.
Top places around the house you really need to clean.
Yeah, you need to write this stuff down.
Yeah, top places. All right, here we go, number one.
Yep.
Let me find the thingy. There we go. Under the sofa is filled with coins, gravel, and dirt, like anything you buy at Trader Joe's. top places around the house you really need to clean. Inside your dryer lint trap, send whatever you find to Donald Trump's head.
Goodness gracious.
Top places around the house you really need to clean. Windowsills. Be sure to use a crevice tool, which is an actual thing, even though it sounds like another word for a D-bag.
Crevice tool.
Crevice tool.
Get that crevice tool out.
Yeah. Top places around the house you really need to clean this spring. Your microwave. Okay? It shouldn't look like the torture room from the Saw movies. Okay?
Yeah.
Or your mattress. Okay? If your mattress looks like you butchered a cow on it, it's time to change the mattress.
Yeah.
Or at least flip it over. top places. Huh?
Don't do that.
Top places around the house you really need to clean this spring. The grout in your shower. The last time it was white, Corey Feldman was at the box office. Yeah. He was a draw. Top places around the house you really need to clean this spring. Your Stanley mug. Come on, man. You punched someone at Target for that thing. Top places around the house you really need to clean this spring. The jets to your hot tub. Now, don't get me wrong. People will still find it repellent, but only because it's no longer 1987. You have a hot tub. The Mike Show. Probably next to your waterbed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming up. What are we going to do? Oh, yeah, we've got news.
There's no telling.
Not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Need a workout buddy for 2024? Well, now is your chance to save 20% off your monthly dues when you refer a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia. When you refer your buddy to the Y and they join the Y, then you will both receive 20% off your monthly dues. You and your buddy can get healthy together while also saving up to $192 a year. Not a member? Join today with a buddy and you both can still save 20% off. Be healthy, be active, and save money by referring a buddy to the YMCA of Central Virginia.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. After the failure of Madam Web, Dakota Johnson says she's giving up on superhero movies. And from her earlier experiences, she knows when she's been spanked at the box office. A new senior living complex in Virginia will employ robot helpers. Also on staff, their grandchildren to help them change the batteries. A New Mexico teacher lets students engage in a sword fight in class. New Mexico, where even the teachers are on meth. And experts say fasting can add 2 years to your life. Just keep in mind those 2 years really, really suck. This is not headline news.
Yeah, the Mike Show. What is today? Thursday. The Thursday edition of the program. So darn happy you
and
can join us.
I just want to point out,
yeah,
still no flapjacks.
Still no flapjacks. Nobody has stepped up to bring us flapjacks. I know.
I mean,
very sad.
I think I was pretty clear about our expectations.
Yeah. Here, let me do this real quick. We'll promo this before we get into something. There we go. Boom. Graphic up. Join us tonight. We're going to be at Three Roads from 5 until 7 at their Lynchburg Tap Room, 1300 Court Street in downtown Lynchburg. It is part of our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. Now, if you were watching or listening to us on the Tuesday broadcast of this show, you would have gotten a sneak peek of who's going to be playing tonight.
Yep.
It's a band called Smoke. They did an absolutely incredible acoustic set here in studio. And if you missed out, if you didn't listen to it or you didn't watch it, we suggest that you go back. Just scroll back through on our Facebook at The Mike Show VA. And find that episode, find that particular segment, and listen to them, the interview and them live in concert here in the studio. Now, they're probably not going to be doing much acoustic tonight. They're going to be doing more electric,
yeah.
Boogie, woogie, woogie. But they're just a phenomenal group. So come on out and join us for Smoke tonight from 5 until 7 p.m. It's our part of our pop-up concert series. And we've got prizes and giveaways, too. You can win Jersey Mike subs. You can win free Berg burritos. You can win the $3 chips, which are good for $3 off any purchase at Three Roads.
Plus, and it's just a great atmosphere.
It really is.
It's a really cool place to hang out.
Sometimes it's more of an intimate setting. It's more of a listening room, you know? Mm-hmm. It gives off that listening room vibe where people just come to hang out and check out a really cool band. Other times, like last week, that place was banging. It was packed. And then, you know, every Thursday we do these. So it's like sometimes it's a listening room, sometimes it's banging, or sometimes it's somewhere in between.
Yeah.
It's just a good time. I love the comfy, oversized, overstuffed leather couches. It's just a great tap room.
Yeah.
They've got incredible beers as well. And they'll have some happy hour pricing on select Three Roads brews at the tap room during happy hour. So from 5 to 7, come and join us. We would love for you to visit.
Yeah.
And
bring flapjacks.
You can please bring something. Bring something to eat. You can spin the prize wheel to play our signature game.
Mm-hmm.
Prize
or nothing.
Right. Yeah. The prize wheel has 12 spaces on it, and only one space has the word prize written on it. So if you have a 1 in 12 chance of winning something, and you spin the prize wheel, and then sometimes magically the prize wheel automatically goes to prize.
Yeah, it's weird how that happens.
Yeah, yeah. And then sometimes I just hand you a prize.
You never know.
You never know. But if you come out, you'll find out. So it's a happy hour, Three Roads today. Downtown Lynchburg, Mike Duck pop-up concert series with Radio 434.
Flapjacks.
All right.
I'm sending out subliminal messages.
Is that subliminal? Is that really?
That's what I think that's what it means.
A lot of young people are just finding this out, and they're feeling cheated. Did you know that jalapenos are less spicy than they used to be?
That is something I didn't know.
Okay. Your grandparents' jalapeno had a lot more kick.
Whoa.
Then, around 40 years ago,
careful.
According to this, 40 years ago, farmers intentionally started growing them to be bigger, but also less hot. Most of the jalapenos that are grown now, are used in things like pre-made salsa and flavored chips. Food companies wanted them to be mild, so that they would be more consistent, mm-hmm. and appeal to everybody, including the kiddos. So, it's easier to do that when you're less likely to get a batch that's really hot.
Yeah.
Okay. So somebody on social media posted about this week and linked to a story from last year. Hotter jalapenos do exist, but tend to come from smaller farms. Most of the ones at the grocery stores are called the TAM2 peppers. Is it T-A-M-2? TAM2?
Okay.
That are created by a team at Texas A&M. If food companies
want to, TAM.
Yeah. If food companies want to make things spicier now, they usually add an extract, the same stuff used in pepper spray. Oh no, no, no!
Just wait. Where's my sound effects?
It's just the capsaicin. That's all.
But I
think I may need a kidney transplant.
Possibly.
Okay. Man. Okay, so now the takeaway for me as number one, a foodie, and number two, a chef, I'm just going to do it myself. I'm not going to buy a jar of anything. I'm just going to make it myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the salsa myself. I'm going to make the sauce myself. I didn't realize that they add in an extract. The same stuff in pepper spray.
Well, it's still a natural extract, though.
But still, I don't want an extract. I want the real thing.
So just get some pepper spray and just spray a little bit on your tacos.
All right.
Be all set.
It's hard to believe that there could be a new dating trend. Not draining tend.
I'm sure there is.
A new dating trend that can happen at home. I mean, after a year after the pandemonium, you know, a year after and all that quarantine creativity. But according to this, this guy has a brilliant idea.
Okay.
His name's Colin with two L's. And in a post on X Twitter, he said that he and his girlfriend invented, and I'm going to use air quotes this time.
Okay.
Invented this thing during a blizzard in Buffalo last year. Which one? It's called Bottle Night. Okay. It's pretty simple. He said, quote, "We lock our phones away, turn the TV off. We each grab a bottle of wine and talk. That's it. We simply talk and enjoy each other's presence. We live together, but it's easy to miss out on quality time," end quote. Okay. So they put down...
This is something they invented?
Yeah. They put down their phones and they get hammered. So this is... They invented this. Bottle Night.
I wonder if it'll catch on.
Their post went viral. Some people are poking fun, saying things like, "This guy discovered hanging out." It's unclear how serious he was, but he was probably being a little tongue-in-cheek. At least I would hope.
That's hope, yeah.
I mean, in the comments below, he plugged his business, showed off some Bottle Night swag he designed, boasted about trying to go viral, and joked around with people. So even he was straight up to start that, you know, that he was just being a little goofy.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess. Yeah. Bottle Night, and they hang out. This is all new to these young.
Yeah, brand new.
Yeah, brand new. What else? Spring break. Google Trends just released a map of the most searched spring break destinations by state. Miami is number one, or Miami.
Yeah,
if you want to call it that. For most of the country, 34 states have Miami as the top search. Seven more have Fort Lauderdale as their number one. Four states are looking into South Padre Island, Texas. And two states are prioritizing Myrtle Beach. Three states had unique picks. Idaho is searching Mexico's Puerto Vallarta. Utah is searching Mexico's Playa del Carmen. And Connecticut is searching Punta Cana in the Dominican. A separate report analyzed the worst airports for spring break. Particularly for delayed or canceled flights during this time, and maybe not coincidentally, they included some of the most popular domestic destinations, including New York, Las Vegas, Orlando, Baltimore, yeah. Chicago, Miami, Newark, Dallas, and Denver. The best airport for spring break travel: Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, followed by Lynchburg.
Really?
Yes, yes. Followed by Lynchburg. It may not be in the full report, but I'm adding that. So yeah, spring break travel. Pittsburgh actually has a really, really good airport.
I got you.
And they're not quite as busy as like a New York City or a Las Vegas or a Newark. You know, they're. Yeah. I mean, those are just so
and nowhere near as clean and organized as the Lynchburg Airport.
They're just so congested. But wherever you want to travel, you can go there from Lynchburg Regional Airport because it's
so much easier.
I'll tell you what, fly LYH. It is so much easier.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
How about this for a New Year's resolution? Invest in your home. Update that kitchen and bathroom with a visit to Stonecrafters. According to realtors, homes with updated kitchens and bathrooms sell 54% faster and for more money. Plus, you have to live there, and there's no greater investment, especially right now, than your own home. Stonecrafters has the largest selection of stone in stock, rows and rows towering throughout their factory direct warehouse. Plus, a great selection of remnants in stock, too, that can save you money. And right now, for a limited time, Stonecrafters will give you a free vanity top for your bathroom or bar with the purchase and installation of your new kitchen from Stonecrafters. Visit Stonecrafters for details. 3678 Manita Road in Bedford, StonecraftersVA.com. And they do it all from start to finish. From laser measuring your space, designing your project, cutting your stone right there in their warehouse, and installing your new kitchen and bathroom in days. For custom countertops and cabinetry, there's only one choice, Stonecrafters. Your satisfaction is guaranteed in stone.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, a time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. Well, sometimes we know where you go, and sometimes we know what you do, but a lot of times we don't.
How many trackers can we afford?
I mean, we can only afford so many. Well, anyway, but regardless of where you go, what you do, if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in your room is bound to say,
"Wow."
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Number one. Alabama is the only state in the country that contains all the major natural resources to make iron and steel. Number two, there have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902. The most recent addition was the koala in 2002.
54?
54 different animals. In the original brand...
Yeah.
Animal crackers.
Yeah.
Now, there are other companies that make animal crackers.
You're talking about the one that comes in a little red box with the bars. You know,
yeah,
it looks like a train car.
Yeah, it looks like a circus.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three. The Philippines also celebrated an Independence Day on July 4th. Only theirs was the day they got their independence from the United States.
I think it's pronounced Philippians.
1946 was when they got their independence from the U.S. Now, since 1964, however, they've celebrated the holiday, their Independence Day, on June 12th instead. That commemorates their independence from Spain. There, let's get some music in here. Number four. The word bimbo originally described a man who wasn't very bright.
Huh.
But it evolved to describe a woman in the 1920s and kind of went in that direction.
Yeah.
And then number five. Bananas are curved because they fight gravity to grow towards the sun. And there you go. Those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. The Mike Show coming up. We've got sounds, and we're going to lovingly place those in your ear holes.
I think we should cram those in, too.
No, we're still going to lovingly play. Because it's more delicate.
Tough love.
Your ear holes are much more delicate. So we're going to lovingly place these sounds. And we've got sounds, and they need to be rehomed, essentially.
Once they're let out of the vault, they'll never go back.
I mean, yeah. So they need to be lovingly rehomed, and we'd like to place them in your ear holes.
That happened to me. Once I was finally let out of that vault, I was like, I ain't never going back there.
This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust?
CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program that brings us Kayla, joining us from the Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. As mentioned off air, busy, which is a really, really good thing this time of year, at least for me. And a lot of businesses, I would probably venture to say, if you are in sales and you're selling to business to business, if you can layer in contracts between now and the end of first quarter, you know you're going to have a better year. If we were not busy right now, I would be worried. So this is it's a good kind of busy. You guys have a lot going on, and right out of the gate, you know, starting in January, you guys were hitting the ground running. What's the next biggest thing for you guys?
Our next biggest thing is our job fair that's next Friday. It's our 11th annual job fair. It's going to be held next Friday, March 15th, from 10:30 to 1:30 at Timberlake Christian Schools. We generally have around 35 to 45 businesses that attend this event. And depending on the business, some of them are accepting resumes, some of them are hiring on the spot, some are doing interviews during the event. So it's just a really great opportunity if you are, you know, looking for a job, whether you've been out of a job for a while, or if you're just looking for a career change, you can find such a variety of different jobs at this event.
It's kind of, and we were talking about this on some previous episodes with Foster, and attending a job fair from an employer's perspective is great because it's a target-rich environment. And you know, trying to hire people is a challenge sometimes.
Yeah.
Trying to find the right fit, and then you have to sort through all these resumes, and then you have to pick out the ones that you think are good, and then you make contact and set up your interviews, and some people pop and some people don't, and it's a long process to find that right person.
But even after all that work, you're not even sure if you're going to click with that person or what the person is like in real life. You
exactly.
Know,
it's just, So the job fair is a great place that employers can meet up one-on-one with people. They can kind of get a sense right there. Will this person be a good fit or not? And for folks that are looking for a job, you've got how many businesses are signed up so far?
I want to say there's about 20 or so signed up this time.
All right. So you've got 20 or so businesses that are actively looking for employees right now. Opportunities right there. So, you know, and come prepared. That would be my best advice, too. Yesterday, what did you guys do yesterday?
So yesterday was a first time event for us. We called it our Career Readiness and Community Resources event. It was meant to be kind of a preparation event for the job fair. In years past, we've done workshops and things like that during the job fair, but we realized the need for some people to, you know, get the resources they need prior to ever showing up at the job fair. So yesterday we had workshops for mastering the interview. We had mock interviews, resume assistance, as well as just general resources for, you know, childcare or Enroll Virginia. We had tons of different resources available. People were able to print out copies of their resume for free. And the thought is just that we help out some people before they get to the job fair so they can feel more prepared.
That is such a smart way of doing it. I was really, really impressed when you had mentioned it and when Foster had mentioned it earlier, prior to the event. It's such a great resource too, to utilize your skills and your experience at it and to help folks, and ultimately help employers too. Very, very smart. I'm glad you guys did that.
A lot of people haven't been to an interview.
No.
In a decade, maybe more. You know, you have people that are looking for a job for the first time in 20 years, you know, and they just.
Yep. Or folks that have
never practiced.
Folks that have never, never had a job and they need to learn these things. And it's fantastic. So we got the job fair. It's coming up. Can you still get a booth?
Yes. If you are a business that is hiring, the booth spaces will be available to claim until end of day tomorrow, March 8th. So it's on our website, BedfordAreaChamber.com. You can register as a business. If you're having issues at all, just give us a call and we'll be more than happy to register you on the back end.
All right. And then next up on your event calendar, the signature events that you have coming up, what is that?
We have our legislative wrap-up breakfast that is happening on Thursday, March 28th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at Cedar Oaks Farm. This is an annual event where we invite all of our state legislators to give us a recap of what happened during the General Assembly session and how it's going to directly impact Bedford County, the town of Bedford, for businesses and community members alike.
Okay. This is, folks, now you can still register for this. Do you still have space?
Yes, you can still register for this. There's a member and a non-member price on the website. You'll be able to register until March 21st. Okay. We'll have to turn in all of our RSVPs on the 21st. So make sure you get your registration in. We'll have breakfast catered by Bridge Street Cafe. It's always delicious. It's just a really great event to kind of get some one-on-one, similar to the job fair where you get that face-to-face contact with people. You know, there's not many opportunities for the average citizen or business owner to come face to face with our legislators and talk about the issues that their business is facing or our community is facing. So this is a really great hyper-local, small event where we can get that face to face contact with our legislators and make sure that we're passing on what Bedford feels like we need help with.
Yeah. And even if you particularly are not into politics, it affects your business. So if you are a business owner or just, you know, just an average citizen that wants to get up to date on things that are going on throughout the Commonwealth, this is a good opportunity for you. And then tickets, you can purchase them online through the Bedford Area Chamber website. It's BedfordAreaChamber.com. Just click on the purchase tickets for members and non-members alike. Wow. Got a lot going on.
We sure do.
All right. Well, each and every Thursday, we either visit with Kayla or Foster from your Bedford Area Chamber of Commerce. Do you guys have any ribbon cuttings or anything like that coming up?
We do, actually. Next Thursday, March 14th, we are doing a ribbon cutting for the new Goodwill location that's on Forest Road. So that's going to be at 9:30 a.m. And I think they're planning a pretty big kind of grand opening after the ribbon cutting. So they're going to open the doors, I believe, at 10 that day. So it should be a great ribbon cutting, a good opportunity to see the brand new Goodwill store and, you know, see all that they have in there. So that's next Thursday, the 14th at 9:30.
All right. And again, all these events you can find at BedfordAreaChamber.com. If you're not a member of the chamber, you can still come out to these events. Some of them might have a cost. Others, like ribbon cutting, do not have a cost. You're always invited to come out to these things. But become a member of the Bedford Area Chamber because there are 400 some businesses. Am I correct, or did it jump significantly higher?
No, you're correct.
Okay. 400 some businesses that you might not be doing business with right now that you could be doing business with. You could be networking with these folks, meeting with these folks at different events and things, all coordinated through the chamber. So
why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. It's really, really affordable. So log on today, BedfordAreaChamber.com, or give Kayla a call and she'll get you hooked up. All right. Well, lady, we will talk to you soon. You've got a lot of stuff coming up, and look forward to seeing you out and about.
All right. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Absolutely.
See you, Kayla.
It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Berg Burritos is back at Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg, with over a dozen different creations to satisfy. For breakfast, check out The Break, a burrito with bacon, scrambled eggs, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and salsa verde. Or the Chicken Break Burrito, with adobo chicken, scrambled egg, tater tots, Monterey cheese, sliced avocado, and habanero barbecue sauce. How about the Steak Break, a burrito served with thinly sliced ribeye over scrambled eggs, provolone cheese, avocado, tater tots, and salsa verde. Each just $10. Order online for fast and easy pickup at RedoraSpecialty.com/cafe, or just Google Berg Burritos. Check out their menu and expanded hours for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Berg Burritos, inside Cafe Rodora, 1103 C Church Street, downtown Lynchburg. The best burritos in the Berg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF! It is The Mike Show. It's the Thursday edition of the program. That brings us Kent from your Lynchburg Hillcats. Hi, Kent. How's it going?
Good, good. Just glad to be back.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. You got some dates coming up. I'm looking at my calendar right now for April. And we've got, well, first off, Hillcats Fan Fest is coming up.
Yep. Just got that posted out to all of our social medias, April 3rd from 5:30 to 7 p.m. It's going to be different this year. The team's going to be there for Fan Fest. We're really trying to push that and get everybody there so that they can meet the team, get some autographs, see all of our cool vendors that are going to be there, take tours of the stadium, just everything to really get ready for Hillcat season. We're selling this awesome alternate hat right now. It's not a Seattle Mariners hat. It is a Lynchburg Hillcats hat. It's awesome. We're going to be wearing this on field this year. You can find this at our team store at lynchburg-hillcats.com. So get your new hats, new era, awesome hat. Yeah, we're ready to roll.
Really, really cool. And then opening day is coming up on the 9th.
It's crazy. It feels like we keep saying this every time, but it's just coming so fast, and we're ready to roll. We're getting everything ready. Just if you go follow us on TikTok at LYN Hillcats, just posted a video of our staff painting and getting the field ready. And we just looked at some fireworks because we're changing the location of the fireworks show from, kind of left of the stadium to almost center field now. So we're just kind of getting everything ready to roll and getting the entire show kind of prepped.
All right. So that would explain why there was fireworks going off at the stadium the other day.
Yeah, a couple of us went down to Stadium Inn right here, really close to the stadium. And they were all like, what's going on? Why was there fireworks? And we're like, you know what? We just wanted to give you guys a show, but
it's an early sky blast night.
Didn't
you guys get the memo?
Yeah, you guys weren't ready for this, but
sorry you missed out. But
for the season, every Saturday is pretty much fireworks night. So get your Saturday tickets.
Nice. All right, so you guys are starting the year and starting the season away. Yeah. For three games, and that is on Friday the 5th, 6th, and 7th, wrapping up on Sunday. So have you guys seen the team? Have you met the team yet? Or will that's not going to happen probably until the last week of March.
Yeah, we're in the dark just as much as you are, I think. And
interesting.
And that's the fun part, is that kind of the team reports like April 1st, and then we're going Media Day April 2nd and Fan Fest April 3rd, and then they start the season a couple days later. So it's definitely kind of like a shotgun start, I guess you could say. And so we're ready for it, but it's definitely going to be interesting. And so to kind of tie into some of the players that have been here in the past, we're actually doing something on social media right now called Cat's Crown, and it's the 30 we kind of, our staff decided best Hillcat players of all time that, you know, ended up doing something in the majors. And so we're doing kind of a March Madness style tournament based on it. And so go vote on our Instagram right now at LYN Hillcats. And we're revealing the number one and two seeds next week, but we've got some really, really good MLB players that have come through here. And we hope to have some more that'll come through this year and in the future.
Interesting. Well, here you were a little bit quicker than my screen skills, but I was pulling up an example of Cat's Crown.
Yep.
and checking out these are players of the past.
Yep.
And their stats, and you can check this out if you go to your Instagram. Where can folks find you all over the social media and the interwebs?
Yeah, we're pretty much on everything. So on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok. I don't even know if I'm missing any. I probably am. But
what about MySpace?
You know what? I think we need to bring that back. I think MySpace is the original. Well,
okay, so I got to tell you, Kent. When we set up the Mike Show stuff, we got everything consistent. It's all the Mike Show VA. It's all one word, no spaces.
Right.
And somebody jokingly had asked if we were on MySpace. Mm-hmm. And I went, you know, that's a good point, and I don't want somebody taking our handle. So I went on to MySpace and I set up an account. I don't know how it works. We don't do anything with it. We don't follow it. But okay. I have the account at the Mike Show VA on MySpace.
I guess my question is, how many people are still on MySpace? I didn't even know their platform still existed. Like, can I download that?
Tom exists here. MySpace. MySpace Tom is still there. Let's see. He's the former president.
Gotcha.
MySpace social media network. And this isn't why you're here, of course, but
no, hey, sidebar.
Yeah. But, let's go check it out. Okay. So here, I'm going to stop sharing this for a second. And, I am going to share this, screen share. Here's featured content on MySpace right now.
Look at that. It's still around.
Yeah, so kind of, you know, band stuff is really big. Let's see if I can. I can sign in with Facebook and Twitter. Yeah.
So all right, I'm for going all other traditional social media platforms. We're just going to be doing Lynchburg Hillcats marketing on MySpace from now on.
On MySpace. Well, that's fantastic. So you're making a stand. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, this is the future, MySpace. The past, the present, and the future.
It might as well be. Now, so seriously, you can find everything. What's your handle on all the socials?
Yeah, it's just LYN Hillcats. And if you just type in Hillcats, it'll be the first thing that pops up. You know, really want to make sure that our social media content is as good as it can be. And so I've been able to oversee that since I started in January. And so it's been fun with this Cat's Crown thing of putting together these graphics. And it's like, man, I knew some of the guys that came through here, but man, the list of dudes that, you know, various teams that they made their debut with and all the cool things that they've done in their career. So that's the cool part about Lynchburg is, you know, come watch the team and you never know who's playing that might go on to be an all-star, an MVP, have legendary moments. You know what I mean? So we're really excited.
It's the stars of the future are starting out here in Lynchburg. And we've said that before at this level of minor league ball. Like you said, you never know, 5 years into their career, where they're going to end up and what kind of statistics they're going to have and what kind of seasons they're going to have playing with the majors. And then the neat thing about it is you also get the opportunity to occasionally some folks will be sent down maybe for rehab or something like that, either with your affiliate teams or somebody else's affiliate teams. And it's always interesting to see that guy coming to Lynchburg and playing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think more than anything is just seeing anybody who comes through here. You know, this year, I think Cleveland has the number one pick. So we're hoping to get potentially the number one pick in the draft down to Lynchburg. You know what I mean? Like that's a big moment. You know, you got, I think Steven Strasburg started for Fredericksburg against the Hillcats. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
An all-time great pitcher. And Dylan Cruz, who's a huge star, came and played here last year for the Nationals. You know what I mean? So, whether it's for us or against us, we're just excited to see any kind of stars and want to give the fans the best experience possible.
Tell us about some of the events that you'll have for opening week, the opening series hosting Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I mean, really just an extravaganza on the 9th. And so we're really excited for that. Just going to try and get everybody out. Still talking, trying to get you out there and
okay.
Make sure we have like as many vendors and activities for fans as possible. And then from there, it's like, you know, every week we're going to kind of have similar promotions. So it's like Weenie Wednesday, we'll have like hot dog discounts. Thirsty Thursday will be beer discounts. Fridays will be Freebie Friday. So all of our giveaways are really on Fridays. Fireworks pretty much every Saturday. So those are fireworks Saturdays. And then Sundays are called Fun Day Sunday. And that'll be, I think, kids run the bases. And so it's going to be just an awesome way to spend your week, if you will, with the Hillcats.
Absolutely. And then that Friday, and we'll talk about this a little bit later in our series every Thursday. But that Friday on the 12th, you got the 30th anniversary t-shirt giveaway.
Yes.
And as mentioned, post-game fireworks on Saturday. And will it be Sunday as well?
Sunday, that's a good question. I think we're doing a wind back the clock night that night. So all of our music's going to be 90s music that night. So,
oh, wow, cool.
Any of you 90s music fans, come out and come to that game because it's going to feel like you're going to a game in the 90s. It'll be fun. And so our whole idea is to make that first week as fun as possible and the whole season really just as much fun as we can.
Nice. Well, Kent, thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it. Appreciate our partnership with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and we're looking forward to all the opening season festivities.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you having me on and look forward to seeing you next Thursday.
Cool. We shall. We'll talk to you next Thursday, and we'll be out at the ballpark in early April. It is the Mike Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Coming up a little bit later on, you can join us out at some of our events. We'll tell you about that coming up.
March is here, which means the Lynchburg Hillcats opening day is just a month away. Be sure to join us on Tuesday, April 9th at 6:30 as the Hillcats square off against Fredericksburg, ringing the season with all the festivities and pageantry of opening day. Make sure to get there early to secure your 2024 magnet schedule. Even better, every fan in attendance will receive a free ticket to the following Tuesday game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Get your tickets for opening day at lynchburg-hillcats.com.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time.
Years later, Brendan and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces.
Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hey.
Let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Yep. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. So did you hear about this?
Yep.
Oscar Mayer is introducing a new hot dog.
Oh, gosh.
It is a meat-free hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been done already.
Well, they promise it'll taste like the real thing. And from what we've heard about hot dogs, what is the real thing?
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Well, regardless, we have their new jingle. Here it is.
My hot dog has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My hot dog has a second thing, no meat in it at all. Instead of bug parts and nitrates, there's one thing that I'd like to say. Hot dogs are so full of junk, there's no meat in there anyway.
Mm. Well, there's pig faces.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's catchy.
Pig faces?
Well, yeah, that too.
That could be a fake band name.
Jingle.
No, pig faces.
Pig faces, okay.
Yeah, let me add that to the list of our fake band names. You know, we haven't done a rundown of fake band names in a long time.
Hmm.
Where's Eric at? Have I really had that? Oh, there he is. Okay. Pig face or pig faces?
Faces, I would say.
Thanks. All right, pig faces. All right. Do you want me to tell you some of the other ones that we have?
Yes.
All right. So here's an update.
Okay.
All right. F Street.
Okay.
Flock of Flamingos. Uncle Artica.
That's awesome.
Instead of Antarctica.
Sure.
Uncle Artica. And it could be like an Uncle Cracker parody band or tribute band. Annoying Flesh Monkeys.
Yes.
That came from Resident Alien. A Chunk of Purple Powder. Two-Headed Circus Duck. Litterbox Paws. Gangs of Cats with Thumbs. The Effing Downtown Royalty.
Okay.
Regina. Concrete Balls. Hookers and Sailors. Slutty Butterflies.
Oh, yeah.
And Potato Sack Wearing Hobgoblins.
Okay.
All right, so there. Oh, wait. Cactus Love Toy.
Gosh.
Pet Yeti or Pet the Yeti. And the Styrofoam Hippo Heads. And then this is... Here, wait. Okay, these are the last two. Museum of Failure.
Mm-hmm.
And a shoulder sagging bag of disappointment.
Okay.
That's your update on fake band names.
Shoulder sagging bag of disappointment.
Yep. Turning to more food, here's a viral video. There's a weird video on YouTube, and it's on a channel called Ordinary Sausage.
Oh, yeah, that guy's great.
Where this guy, he's got the silly voice.
Yeah.
He turns unordinary things into sausage.
Yeah.
He's done it with candy, pickles, popcorn, and even made a water sausage.
Yep.
Now he's got one where he makes sausage out of KFC's new fried chicken and pizza mashup called Cheeza. And he even ranks it. So here we go.
So it's three pieces of pepperoni, some cheese of unidentifiable nature, and some red sauce. Let's sausage! All right. right, I think we're done. You know, KFC can still make a great fried chicken sausage. The marinara, the cheese, and a hint of pepperoni. So really, this made a fantastic sausage. So I'm going to have to give this sausage here a 5 out of 5.
Okay. Oh, man.
Now he takes the extruder piece off of the sausage machine.
Yeah.
And blows whatever's left in it.
Yeah.
Onto like this target or a cereal box.
Okay.
But the cereal box has the picture of Mark Ruffalo on it.
Okay.
And then he'll rank the blow of how well it stuck to the thing on the Mark Ruffalo scale. So he'll be like, I'll give it 3 Mark Ruffalos.
All right. I'm going to have to check
really
this
hilarious
out.
Stuff.
Yep. Let's see. Let's skip that. We're going to use those. We're going to use that later. We're going to use that later. And there's, wow, we've got a lot in stupid criminals coming up.
Okay.
By the way. Let's see. Are we going to comedian? I think we might be going to comedian already.
Hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
We are. Here we go. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. Today is no exception. We're going to have Jerry Seinfeld. He loves breakfast cereal, by the way. And he also knows the timeline of when there was a breakdown on sugary cereals. He blames Cookie Crisp.
Okay, parents, for some reason, had no idea or no interest that there's no food in any of this. And it was great until the Cookie Crisp people came along and blew the lid off of the whole racket. So always somebody pushes a good thing just a little too far. Cookie Crisp. If you don't know what this is a cereal. It's not like cookies. It is cookies. This is your breakfast. A bowl of chocolate chip cookies. This cereal should have been called the hell with everything. Ice cream for lunch, cake for dinner, bacon and cigarettes in between. That's the Cookie Crisp total health plan.
Yeah, it is. All right. There we go.
It is good, though.
Wait, I hit the button. I prematurely, yeah, hit the...
I wasn't even ready.
Yeah, it was very premature.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Take 2. Well, it's always better the second time around.
That doesn't always happen.
Well, no, but you got to build up a tolerance.
We're getting older.
Yeah. No, I'm good. All right, take 2. There you go. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle.
Because it's sensitive now.
Go ahead, give it a tug. There you go. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. It's the what is today? Today's Thursday.
Still no flapjacks,
or as we like to call it, Friday Eve. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by the YMCA of Central Virginia.
This is Ed. Ed loves the Y. Ed's buddy joined the Y because Ed told him how great the Y is. Now Ed and his buddy both save 20% off of their monthly dues. Ed and his buddy are getting healthy together. Ed refers his other buddies to the Y too. Now Ed and 2 of his best buddies are saving on their monthly membership. And you can too. Not a member? Join today with a friend and you'll both save like Ed. Be healthy, be active, be like Ed. Refer a friend to the Y and save.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
Hi there. Time once again for stupid criminals. All right, police in Glassboro, New Jersey, have nabbed a suspect. They have been trying to identify for days. It's a guy who walks into a store and dunked his head in a vat of pickles. Apparently, it's some sort of a social media thing because he was filming himself as he did it. Okay. So I was wondering. So there are stores that actually have vats of pickles, like pickle vats.
Oh yeah, yeah. Really? When I was visiting New York City at one point.
New York City?
Yeah, that's where I get my salsa. Okay. They had this really famous place that had all these vats of different kinds. It's a thing.
Okay.
So anyway, I didn't dunk my head, though.
Good. Well, he was filming himself as he did it. He didn't cause any other kind of disturbance, but the vat of pickles, obviously, needed to be dumped for sanitary reasons.
Yep.
Local police posted about it, and the guy came forward and admitted that he did it. It's unclear what charges or fines he might face. The store says they lost $52 worth of pickles, so we'll probably have to pay for that. The police had fun with it on social media afterwards, saying, "We certainly relish the community's help in bringing attention to the pickle we were in yesterday when trying to identify the young man involved." Here, this is what I'll give to you.
And it wasn't a huge deal. but, you know, it's still...
The police said going forward, we would be delighted if other incidents, especially those of more serious nature, get the same exposure. And then there is this. Whoever manufactures this pool cover makes a very fine product. A woman in Georgia drove her Toyota Corolla through a fence and into a community pool, but the pool cover held, so the car never sank.
Wow.
Police officer smashed out a window to get her out. Here's the 911 call, and then the officer saving the woman.
Somebody just ran through the pool fence in a car, and there's a covering over the pool, so he's not sinking. I don't know how long the covering's going to hold.
Come on, let's go. You're here with me, okay? Come on, out of your pool. I'm Officer Miller, Cobb County Police Department. Can you speak at all? Hey, you guys got a blanket?
Okay, so it's still not clear why she crashed, but sounds like she's okay. And then there's this. A man is suing the government for over $9 million after crashing his snowmobile into a parked Black Hawk helicopter a few years ago. Jeff Smith's lawyers say that the military shouldn't have parked a well-camouflaged military helicopter on a rarely used airstrip.
Wait a minute.
Okay. So, it was on an airstrip, right?
Yeah, which is not where you would expect to see any kind of aircraft, first of all.
And so this guy was driving a snowmobile on an airstrip.
Totally makes sense.
Anyway, so here is a witness to the crash talking about what she saw.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
I am going to use this for so many things. All right, what did she say? What were her exact words? An accident for a reason?
Yeah.
Or accident, was that what she said?
Yeah.
All right. She said
it's an accident for a reason.
And for a reason. All right. I'm going to use this for so many things. Let's play it again, just for fun.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Accident for a reason. Okay. Let me upload that to Dropbox.
Stay tuned for that.
So how was your date with Rob?
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
Yeah. Pretty much.
All right. Have you ever seen something like this? Two men were on a training flight on Tuesday when the engine failed on their small plane. Luckily, they were able to save the plane. They were saved. Luckily, take two. Luckily, they were saved by the plane's parachute system that floated the plane to a wooden area, a wooded area in Bellevue, Washington. Here's a teenage witness, Kiara Perez, along with police and fire reps that were on the scene.
I was actually making mac and cheese at my house. We heard like a loud bang, so we thought it was like gunshots or something, so we got scared.
This particular plane is equipped with a parachute system. It's called a CAPS system. We had several 911 callers say that they saw a plane with a parachute coming down in the wooded area near the Olympic Pipeline Trail.
They were talkative. They were up walking.
Okay. All right, so...
What about the mac and cheese, though?
So how can you describe your date with Rob?
I was actually making mac and cheese at my house.
Yeah. And then a man paid by...
Have your fun.
A man paid by an online streamer in Canada drove his car off a dock and into 12 feet of water. He was then detained by the police. Here is the tow truck driver, Danny Valeris, talking about recovering the vehicle.
12 feet of water over top of the car. How was I going to get in there? You know, I'm not a diver. I'm not a professional diver. I don't know how to dive. Plus the weather, the coldness. You know, I would have got hypothermia if I jumped in last night to get it. Basically, that car would have jammed everybody up for the day. They would have lost money. And all because of what? To have your face on YouTube? Really?
And the ducks. The ducks make that. All right. So how was your date with Rob?
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
She's very kind. It wasn't anybody's fault.
Yeah.
All right. Things just happen. I wouldn't have called it horrible.
There's good news in the world. And we like to share it during this particular platform. Take two. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity out there. A Michigan dog involved in a car crash took off from the site of the accident, but thankfully ran right to her doggy daycare. Here is Aries. I'm assuming that's the name of the dog. Her owner, Melissa Fickle, and Houndstown Metro Detroit owner, Travis Ogden. Houndstown. Metro Detroit owner, Travis Ogden, talking about what had happened.
I had the windows down because Aries likes to hang her head out. And as soon as there was that smack, as soon as I felt and heard it, almost instantaneously, she was out the window.
She's like, this is where I go, and this is where I stay. She just seemed like she knew what to do.
She was literally knocking on the door, like, can somebody let me in?
Wow.
That's really funny.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
And good news.
She was obviously a good doggo.
Yeah, good doggo. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Check out their latest fundraiser coming up. It is the United Way 5K on the runway.
See the Lynchburg Airport in a whole new way at the United Way of Central Virginia's 4th annual 5K on the runway. Saturday, April 27th at 5 p.m. This flat, fast, and unique 5K course promises excitement. Adding to the fun, the new after party at the Banker Aviation Hangar. If racing isn't your speed, register as a spectator to enjoy the festivities. This event is limited to 500 runners, so secure your spot now. Visit United Way of Central Virginia's website to register today.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home,
at Lynchburg Regional Airport. We're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
This is a care team at Central.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
All right. Let's get Rob. There he is, back on camera. Okay. Well, that is it. That is the program. We want to invite you once again to join us tonight at Three Roads, downtown Lynchburg, for a happy hour from 5 to 7. It's our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads.
Yep. Bring flapjacks.
The band Smoke is going to be playing tonight. And if you missed Tuesday's episode, or even if you saw Tuesday's episode, Smoke was our in studio band. They were the guest on Tuesday, and they played a couple acoustic tunes that just really rocked it. They were fantastic. Looking forward to hearing them play tonight. They're probably going to do a little bit more electric than acoustic, but still, again, great band, and they're going to be our guests tonight from 5 to 7 for the Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series at Three Roads. So come on out for a happy hour.
Yeah, always a good time.
Yep, and we got prizes and giveaways, and you can win free Jersey Mike subs, you can win Berg burritos, you can win the $3 chips, you can play our reindeer games like prize or nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
That's all in the way. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?